give this to her.
Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. And for anyone who has found us on their radio at 96.9, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. Come see us. And for anyone who is looking for a new church home or just a church to come visit, join us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for opening our service this morning is taken from Psalm 123 in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Unto you I lift up my eyes, to you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us.
Amen.
For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Amen. So good to see your. It's so good to see your smiling face, but I don't see but one or two people smiling. What's wrong this morning? Are you worried? Are you sick? Are you tired? Are you tired of just being tired? Well, you know what, folks? You're in the right place. Amen? Because where you are today in worship is a great place for the Lord to do some wonderful things to you. So you pay attention to his leading. You pay attention to his tapping you on the shoulder. Amen? And when I start preaching, I don't care how boring I get, don't you dare fall asleep. Amen? Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We give thanks to you this morning, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. O Lord, you've been so good to us. Lord, you blessed us where we did not deserve it. You gave us our food. You got us up this morning. You put life in us this morning, Lord. You enable us to move around and talk to each other. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the people that are around us, our families, our friends, our neighbors. We thank you, Lord, for those circumstances that we find ourselves in, even though they may not be the best. But we know, Lord, that you're going to make everything all right. But most of all, O Lord, we thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. For not for him, we would have no hope. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, would you please stand and pass the peace to each other?
Okay.
Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace.
Where there is hatred,
let me sow love.
Where there is envy, pardon.
Where there is doubt, faith.
Where there is despair, hope.
Where there is darkness, light.
And where there is sadness, joy.
O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.
You may be seated.
All right, so birthdays, anniversaries, announcements, okay. Let's see, first of all, congratulations to Miss Nicaragua for winning the Miss Universe last night.
I missed that.
Yeah, it was good. All right.
About 12:31.
No other announcements. Would you stand for our opening hymn? Come, ye thankful people, come.
Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on the changes, to remember that we too grow and change from one season of life to another. Thanksgiving is a time of changing seasons when leaves turn golden in autumn's wake and apples are crisp in the first chill breezes of fall. Let us remember the true meaning of Thanksgiving. As we see the beauty of autumn, let us acknowledge the many blessings which are ours. Let us think of our families and friends, and let us give thanks in our hearts. Amen.
As we prepare to give our thanks to God in the form of our tithes and offerings, let us go to God in prayer. Creator and Master, you give us so much, and we take it for granted. Forgive us, we pray, for our inattention. We ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and offerings at this time of when we think of giving. Multiply them and use them for your kingdom. In Christ's name, amen.
Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for a breath to save. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the eyes to see the world of beauty surrounding me. Thank you for the ears to hear your message of hope loud and clear. Thank you for the hands to serve and far more blessings than I deserve. Thank you for the legs to run the race of life until it's won. Thank you for the voice to sing. Thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we come at this time listening, seeking, hearing. We ask, Lord, that you give Pastor Ted courage and strength to deliver the message that your Holy Spirit has given for each of us. We ask, Lord, that you empower him to be your spokesperson at this time. We ask further, Lord, that you open our ears, our minds, and our hearts so that we may take in your message and take your word to the world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. While the kids are coming out, I would just like to say that I am just so thankful to be here this morning. I mean, it could have been so much worse. But you know what, folks? I just thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen? I look around and I think, well, you know, Lord, I don't feel very good this morning, but the Lord says, you know what, Ted, there's other folks that couldn't even get out of bed this morning. They couldn't get to come to church. So what, we ought to be thankful in all circumstances. Amen? We ought to give the Lord thanks in everything. Because if it wouldn't be for him, folks, you would have nothing. We would have nothing. But it's all because of his goodness and his mercy. And so let's remember that as we go through the day, to give thanks to the Lord. You know, that's one of the things that I think that Christians, we sometimes neglect, as we forget to give thanks. Amen? All right. Amen. Now listen to the children's story here.
Good morning. What month are we in now? What's the month? You know what month it is? What month? November, that's right. And what are some of the things that happen in November? We had Veterans Day, right? And the leaves start falling off the trees, right? What are some other things that happen in November?
Thanksgiving.
That's right, Thanksgiving. And what do we have on Thanksgiving? Do you have special traditions that you do maybe on Thanksgiving? What do you do on Thanksgiving?
Nothing.
Nothing? Do you eat lots of food? Does your mom make a turkey?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have lots of treats maybe to start baking? Well, one thing that's kind of in the name of Thanksgiving is being thankful. And so during not just during November, but we try to be thankful most of the time. You know, the Bible talks a lot about why it's important to be thankful. And God tells us that we should be thankful so that we can live with joy and we can be contented. And it keeps us from wanting things that we don't have or that we don't need. But I'm thankful for lots of things too. And sometimes I like to remember those things, especially if I'm feeling sad and think things are not going so well, the weather's kind of crummy. But I can be thankful for all the things that God does give me. Can you tell me what you're thankful for?
My friends and family.
A family? Yes. What are you thankful for?
Family, love, and Jesus.
Thankful for Jesus. Thank you. What are you thankful for? Well, sometimes it helps to write down what we're thankful for. Sometimes you can write it like this is a calendar. And even though we've only got 12 more days left in November, if each day you try to write down something that you're thankful for, then at the end of the month you can look back and you can see all of the blessings that God gave you that you weren't even thinking about at the moment. So I'm going to give you each a piece of paper, each a calendar that you can take home. Can you pass one of those back? And maybe your folks can help you to write down something that you're thankful for each day. Okay, starting with today. Like maybe today you're thankful that you got to come to Sunday school and to church to be with your friends. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage you to hang it on the refrigerator or maybe in your room and just write down a word or two. And don't forget to give thanks to God while you're writing. Because why don't we thank Him right now with a word of prayer? Okay? Can you repeat after me? Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For all your amazing blessings. And for the work you do in our lives.
For the work you do in our lives.
Thank you for the Bible.
Thank you for the Bible.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
And thank you for Jesus. We love you, God.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys for coming down today, and you guys have a blessed Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you, Jane. Thank you so much. Thank you for these dear children. Our message this morning is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verses 16 through 18. Let me read those verses for you again. I know Jan's already read them, but let me read them one more time so you won't forget them. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, it's a great thing to be able to give thanks in every circumstance, even in the bad time. But it also, according to the scriptures here, it puts us directly in the very will of God. When you're giving thanks, when you're praying continually, you're rejoicing, these are the things that the Lord wants you to do. So, today I want to talk a little bit about giving thanks. Giving thanks. And giving thanks. This is Thanksgiving week, and we're all about gratitude and gratefulness. Now, there was a Roman philosopher, his name was Cicero, and he said this: gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. You see, it's well documented that being grateful has incredible mental, physical, and emotional benefits for the believer. In fact, Paul, in his writings here in 1 Thessalonians to the church, he says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I want you to pay particular attention to that last part where he says that it puts us directly in God's will. Now, a lot of us, we struggle about knowing what the will of God is for our lives. We ask him in prayer. We ask him to show us what we ought to do, where we should live, where we should work, who we should marry, and the list just goes on and on. You know, and I'm not saying those things are bad or wrong, but what if you heard from the Lord and his reply were to say this: I just want you to be grateful no matter the circumstances. You know, we ask for so much, don't we? And the Lord is willing to give it to us. But I believe sometimes he just, when you get on your knees, you just want to see, just want to hear you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you that I can pray to you. Thank you that you love me. Thankful for the job that I have. Thankful for our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and our spouses. Thank you for our home and where we live. Thank you for all of it. So during this Thanksgiving week, during Thanksgiving, you took some time then to slow down and really take a gratitude inventory. You know what that is, right? You know what an inventory is? It's where you write out line by line everything you're grateful for. Think about that. And you see, you go from the big things to the very small things, from where you live to the little coffee machine that makes your coffee in the morning. You know, everything, you wrote it down. I am so thankful this morning for what the Lord has given me in my life. The Lord has blessed me with a family, with a wonderful wife. She cooks good. She don't fuss at me too much. She lets me lay around on the couch every now and then and don't give me a hard time. Amen? That last part, she does give me a hard time. But you know, I'm thankful that I have a couch to lay down on. Amen? Now, I got to confess to you, and I told my wife this when I retired from the Navy. She said, well, you're just going to lay around a lot? I said, probably. I think I've earned the right to lay around. Amen? I spent a lot of time at sea. But I was only joking. I'm kidding with her because I don't do too much lay around. I get bored and I got to get up and do something. But I'm just so thankful that I'm here this morning. I'm so thankful that we're able to share with the community the food baskets that you provided for them. I'm so thankful that we can share with the Agape and the Abundant Life Ministry. Those things are blessings from God. And most of all, I'm thankful for you that the Lord has given me, me and my wife, the opportunity to minister to you and to tell you the things that the Lord wants you to do. I am thankful for those things. So, something about being grateful. It's easy to be grateful when things are going well. It's easy when you got plenty of money in your checking account. All your bills are paid. Everything looks good. You got money to spend. Thank you, Lord. But what if you come up with that big major expense, a big car expense, maybe a home expense, maybe a college expense? That bank account gets a little small then. Then we start to march around, you know, wondering, sulking, oh my goodness, how are we going to make it? Well, you're going to make it the same way that you did when you had plenty of money. Amen? Because the Lord says to be thankful in all circumstances. He will deliver you from everything, all your circumstances. And if he doesn't, there's a reason why. He may be building you up, putting you through some things so that you will begin to trust him more and more. In every circumstance, you know, we should be grateful. Sometimes it's real hard to be grateful. There's a lot of questions that don't get answered. And we don't understand what the Lord is doing. And yet, we are called to be faithful, to trust, and to stand firm in our faith. There is an awesome story in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 44. We're going to just talk briefly about that story, and it will illustrate how that we ought to be thankful, and we ought in every circumstances, and even though we may not know what's really going on. If you look at John 11, 1 through 7, you'll find a great story there. It's a story about Lazarus being raised from the dead. And the thing about this story is that Jesus got word from Mary and Martha that their brother Lazarus is sick, and he's just about a day's journey away. Now, it's important to remember that Lazarus wasn't just someone that Jesus kind of knew. He had a relationship with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. He knew them very well. They were part of his family. And in fact, the note that Mary and Martha sent to Jesus said this: Lord, the one you love is sick. So, and the passage goes on to say that Jesus, he loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So this was a family that Jesus knew very well, intimately. He loved them very much. I wonder this morning if there's someone maybe that's not in your immediate family that you love very much, that you consider them, even though they may not be a part of your family, but you consider them to be part of your family because of the relationship that you have. Now, just imagine, you know, that the person that you love is sick, and he's only a day away, or she's only a day away, you know. But what if you decided you was going to wait 2 days, knowing how sick they were? You waited 2 days before you went to go see him. You would probably feel, if you were maybe Mary and Martha like them, you would be concerned, you know. You know, you would feel like, do you really care about him? And maybe that's the way Mary and Martha was feeling. Maybe they thought that Jesus didn't really understand or didn't care about him. But you know what, folks? They're going to learn a wonderful lesson here. A very good lesson. You see, Jesus, he stayed right where he was. And he just kept on doing the things, ministering, you know, before he got to his disciples. He says, I tell you what, let's go on back to Judea, you know. It might be confusing, but actually Jesus has already, he already knows what's going on. He already knows that Lazarus has been dead. He also knows that what he's about to do is going to demonstrate God's love and power to the people around so they will know who he is. So you can always get this, always know that this is right. God always knows what he's doing. It may not look like it, you may not know, but he always knows what he's doing. In this case, he knew what was going on, but Mary and Martha and the other people, they didn't quite understand. You know, God knows what he's doing even when we don't understand it. So the story goes on. When Jesus finally gets to town, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. 4 days now he's been in that tomb. And here comes Martha. She comes out to meet him and says, Lord, if you just been here, my brother would not have died. Eventually, Mary, she came out, but I think Mary was probably a little upset with the Lord because, you know, she said, Lord, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. They were saying, if you would have came when we called you, everything would have been all right. When you, in your prayer life, when you're praying, when you're getting a hold of the Lord and you're pouring your heart out to him, he may not answer you right away. In fact, the answer he gives you may not be the one that you want to hear. But you can be sure this, that he hears your prayer. But Jesus has his own time frame. Amen? He comes when not when we want him to, but when he gets ready to come. But when he does come, oh my goodness. My. But you see what the Lord is doing here? You see, the challenge for us is to remain faithful and steadfast even when we don't get what we want. Even when it seems like our prayers, you know, they go unanswered. So, they're there at near the tomb and they're wondering, you know, telling Jesus, hey, he wouldn't have died if you'd have been here, you know. And they were probably frustrated with God. Have you ever been frustrated with the Lord? Maybe you've even said the same thing at some point in your journey that Mary and Martha said, Lord, if you'd have just been here, if you'd have just been here, Lord, if you'd have just answered that prayer, everything would have been all right. Lord, if you would have just made it just a few seconds later, that car wouldn't have hit me. You know, we always seem to we get frustrated with the Lord, but he's on his own timeline. But don't you dare worry about it. Don't you dare worry about it, because God's timing is always good. You see, he's got an ultimate purpose and plan for showing up when and how. You know, and as we get to the end of the story, we're going to learn why he tarried. So we are in the last section of this story. We learned that Jesus knew Lazarus would live, and he knew that it would bring incredible glory to God the Father. You see, when you're thinking about living a grateful life, it's important to catch something that Jesus says in this section. He says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. You see, Jesus, he thanks the Father for hearing him, and then he mentions that the Father always hears him. You may not get the answer you want, but I believe that when you pray and your relationship is good with Christ, he always hears you. And what he provides may not be the answer you're looking for, but it will be even better. It'll be the things that you truly and truly want. I want a lot of things. I want this. I want a greenhouse. I want a riding lawnmower. I just want and I want and I want. When I go to Home Depot, I want every power tool that I can think of in there. All of them, even though I'd probably never ever use them. I just want because I want to want. But it hits me. It says, wait a minute. Actually, my wife, she kind of calms that down. You don't need all of that stuff. Amen? Sometimes we want and we just want just because our neighbors have it. But you don't really need that. The Lord always gives you what you need, and not necessarily always what you want. You see, the truth is so, it's important to remember that the difficulty in being grateful through every circumstance in life, it's hard. It's hard to be grateful when you're sick. It's hard to be grateful when you don't feel good. It's hard to be grateful when things are not going right at work. But we are told that we should always rejoice, always pray continually, and always give thanks. That's what the Bible teaches us to do. And we should always ask our Heavenly Father, Lord, help us help us, Lord, to always be grateful and to say thank you, Lord, in spite of what's going on in my life. You see, when you put your thanks and your focus on Jesus and away from your circumstances, this allows you to put your trust in Jesus. Amen? It allows you to keep your eyes off of your issues and put your eyes on the Master. Amen? And when you put your eyes on Jesus, then you can see, or he can see for you. And you're trusting, Lord, you lead and you take me all the way. You do the leading, not me. Because I've been falling into pitfalls all alone. But I know, Lord, you got our best interest in mind. You see, when you're rooted in the sovereign love of God, we always know that we have someone that we can pray to in every circumstance, even when things aren't going the way we want them to. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for knowing us. Thank you for providing all that we need. We are truly rich in you and your love. Did you not know, dear one, did you not know that if you are in Jesus, you have wealth that is beyond all riches. Wealth that is beyond all riches. You see, if gratitude is riches, then let's focus this season on living extravagant lives of grateful praise instead of focusing on all that we don't have or all that we think we should have. Let's focus on what we do have. Amen? That old Toyota you got may be old, but it gets you to where you want to go. Amen? Amen. You may have to deal with that old couch a little longer, but that couch gives you somewhere to sleep. Amen? You may be upset with your home. You may want a bigger home. But there are those who don't have any home to go to. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what you have. And when you do that, the Lord will see that and he'll say, hey, them folks, they know how to be content with whatever they have. One other thing that I want to tell you this morning is that in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8, it talks about being sowing generously. As you live a grateful life, you want to remember to do this. You want to sow generously. You see, the Lord has blessed you. Now it's your turn to do what? To be a blessing to someone else. You know, contrary to popular belief, it's not all about you. It really isn't. It's all about someone else. It's all about the Lord. For God, he's ready and able to supply all that you and I need to be generous in every situation. If all you have is $20 to give, all you have is $20, and you got a light bill that's coming up, it's $20. You got a light bill that's coming up for $20. But someone that you know needs $20 pretty bad, you ought to give that $20 to that person. You know why? Because the Bible tells us that what? All things work together for them that love the Lord. What I'm saying is, if you're generous, the Lord will be generous to you. If you sow sparingly, you'll do what? You'll reap sparingly also. You know, so be generous as you're being grateful. You know, so this morning I asked the question, where do you need to sow more generously in your journey today? Where do you need to trade complaints for gratitude? Where do you need to trade the riches for poverty? Is there any particular situation or circumstance that you are withholding from the grace of gratitude? The ultimate goal, dear one, the ultimate goal is to give it all over to God, to trust Him completely, to abide in His good and perfect will for our lives. And I hope that you never forget these verses that the Lord has given us. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Oh my goodness. That's a weapon that if we could only grasp the power of prayer. Pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You want to know what God's will is for your life? He just told you there in those verses there, that you ought to give thanks and pray and rejoice always. So then and only then we'll be able to proclaim, like the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:15. He says this: thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for everything. We thank You for the good times. We thank You for the bad. The highs and lows and everything else in between. Please help us to learn how to be joyful always, prayerful and grateful in each and every circumstance we may find ourselves in. We are rich beyond measure, Lord, simply because we belong to You. Amen. Amen. While we prepare for our invitation this morning, I want you to stand with me, please. Stand with me. And I want you to be mindful of this, dear ones, before you leave here. The greatest gift that the Lord has given to us is His blessed Son. Amen? The greatest gift is Jesus Christ. The greatest gift is that He died on the cross, and then He rose again. The greatest gift. Now remember this. When you're thinking about being thankful this week, make sure you thank Him for that. Thank Him for that more than once. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessed Son. Because when you do that, you're opening up yourself. Opening up yourself to know more about the Lord. Well, you say, I don't feel like being thankful. I don't feel like it. Well, it's not all about your feelings. Amen? It's all about you trusting the Lord. So this morning during the invitation, if you just want to come to the altar and just say, thank You, Lord. Or maybe just at your seat. Maybe just lift your hands up and say, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Would you do that for the Lord this morning? Could you do that? Just say, thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank You. Amen. Randy? You may be seated.
Our hymn of invitation is Jesus Loves Me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please remain standing.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, as He loved so long ago, taking children on His knee, saying, let them come to Me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus. Jesus loves me still today, walking with me on my way, wanting as a friend to give light and love to all who live. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm sure. I'm sure that Jesus loves you very, very much. Amen?
Amen?
I know he does. And I am just so thankful that I can stand here and tell you that. Because that means so, so very much to the Lord. And it should mean a lot to you. Amen? That he loves you. And get this, folks. He loves you just the way you are. I'm not talking about your spiritual condition. I'm talking about if you're tall or short, if you're black or white or whatever. He doesn't care about that. Amen?
Amen.
He cares about you and your heart. So, go with that in mind. What did we talk about? I promise I'll go to my seat. Rejoice always. Pray continually. And give thanks. God bless you. Amen.
Every day, give thanks. Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members and others in our thoughts and prayers. We have quite a few, so blessings to them and pray continuously for them. Also, pray for our military men and women here, and there's more and more being sent over abroad, so especially come Thanksgiving, keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Continue to give thanks to everyone that you see. Be kind. And with this Thanksgiving coming up, it doesn't matter. Something happened to you yesterday. It happened to you on the way to church. We still, each and every one of us, have something to be thankful for. So continue to just, as Pastor said a while ago, continue to give thanks. Give it all day long. And also, Tessie is asking prayers for Pastor, for his back is flaring up. So, you can go get in that recliner in your den in a little while, Pastor, with the heating pad and some Bengay. If we're lucky, they won't. With his anniversary, him and Tessie's anniversary, and if the weather would have been better, because I spoiled them last year, I would have made him barbecue some more ribs and sausage for them, but we got Thanksgiving also, Tessie, so. A belated happy birthday to Steve. I know Angel's got a little birthday for him this afternoon, but happy belated birthday, Steve. We have some visitors. Well, actually, they're not visitors. I take that as a lie. But we've got one that's got a special thing coming on in 3 weeks, but it 3.5 weeks. But it is a joy to see Allison here this morning, her and Miss Bonnie, and who knows, I may need you to recoup some money for me next, in January, even though that won't be your cup of tea. And a joy to see Ken and Elvira. missed y'all. Haven't seen y'all since the summer, so. But it is a joy to see y'all this morning and give hugs and hellos to Andrew and Robbie and Jessica. And beautiful sight to see Miss Stephanie. Javon has got her daughter Keisha visiting, you know, the last few days. She's also a recent college graduate, so welcome, Keisha. Allison, both of y'all, congratulations. That is something to be thankful for, so hallelujah. As we depart this afternoon, go out and spread joy and thanks to everyone. Just be kind. As a Christian, you can't do anything but be kind and be thankful and be joyful. And God bless each and every one of you. Have a beautiful week. And the ones that are going to be here with Harriet tomorrow. So, what a, you know, we did a, actually Harriet did most of it, but did for Candlewood. So, that's another thing that we can be thankful for. So God bless each and every one of them. And then we have Miss Sandy. Hello, Miss Sandy. God bless and enjoy this coming week and this Thanksgiving. Be safe and God be with each and every one of us.
Would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? We gather together.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us on God with us joining. Ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were waiting. The Lord was at our side, all glory be thine. We honor and extol thee, thou leader triumphant. And we, that thou still our defender will be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free.
Go in peace.